You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
Ow.
I have chills again.
I know. I didn't mean it.
Amazing. Woo! So good.
Did y'all hear that, everybody?
Was that a moment?
That was a moment. And there has been no moments this season, so I think this was like a moment.
That was an American Idol moment. Absolutely. Yeah.
With that moment, what's up, AfterBuzz TV Nation? Welcome to American Idol, the AfterBuzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 30. I'm JC, and we don't have a lot of time to waste. We have so much to talk about from Caleb Gate, the critiques, everything, but let's introduce our wonderful host, starting with the lovely lady to my right.
Hey everyone, Violet Kanyan.
I'm Stephanie Georgie.
Hey guys, it's Jason Eichler.
And of course, on the table, we have a red carpet specialist, that's right, from Front Row Features and Pacific Rim Videos, Mr. Chris Tronson. Put your hands together, everybody.
I don't know if you're supposed to clap for yourself, but
you do it. You do it.
And of course, our awesome producer, Marissa Serafini. What's going on, Marissa?
What's up, guys?
All right. Shall we get into this? We made national news this week because there was a huge interview, and Jason, you got it, and
congratulations,
set it up
Jason
for us, please.
So we do the red carpets, Chris and I, every week, and we interview the contestants all the time, and Caleb's usually very open. He says kind of whatever pops in his head, and he said controversial things before. He said something very wrong when I asked a fan question. We'll watch the clip and then explain.
The next one's from Wendy King, and she wants to know, has your opinion of social media changed since being on American Idol?
Yeah, it gives access to a bunch of retards to talk to me. And, you know, I don't really enjoy having to see somebody tell me what song I need to sing. You know, I think at this point in the competition, I can pick and choose my own songs and represent me in the best spot. I don't need 10,000 people saying, you should sing this, you should sing that, listen to me. Fortunately, guys, I'm going to listen to myself, whether you like it or not.
So did you like the songs they picked for you last night then?
I didn't like the Aerosmith one, but I liked the Whitesnake one. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Really quick before you go.
I mean, it's blown up all across the U.S. and whatnot. I mean, thoughts, Jason? You and Chris talked to him all season long. Was this out of context? What happened?
I have, like, two thoughts on him because he's the rocker guy, and he's known for being, like, kind of a badass. And in that same interview, he talked about hookers and cocaine. And he's known for kind of, like, saying whatever pops in his head. What rubbed me the wrong way is when I asked it, you can't say that word. It's 2014. I don't care if you say that in privacy. Like, the cameras are rolling. You can't say that word. That's not okay. B, it seemed like it was directed at his fans.
Yes.
And I think that's what, at least a lot of the tweets and a lot of the comments that I've gotten are like, I'm a fan and I sent a song to sing. Is that what you think about me?
Right.
But then also you just can't say that word.
So, I mean, Chris, you dealt with him as well. I mean, was this just an off moment? I always try to find the silver lining and everything, but I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, what I talked to Caleb about in our interview tonight is just like you said. I mean, interviewing him all season, like, he's the one person I can't predict interviews with. Like, people I could kind of tell now, like, how they're going to respond, what we're going to talk about. He is just, like, off the cuff, and that's great. Watching it a second time, because I watched it the first time, it was even worse watching it the second time. I mean, I think the problem that he is going to have with that is I could understand if he would have said, like, it being people just tweeting him mean things and hate, because I get that, you know, it's like it must hurt to open your Twitter and everything, but people are giving you songs because they genuinely want you to win and care about you and love about you. And I mean, he said tonight, like, he was just like, dude, like, you know, I love my fans, and I think he does. It's probably just overwhelming. I can't imagine going from having like 1,000 Twitter followers to suddenly like 50,000 and people tweeting you stuff. But still, like, you're right, you know, you do need to watch what you say and how you say it. And I don't think he generally doesn't like his fans. I think he's probably just overwhelmed.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. All of these contestants, the top five, top four, whatever, they have so many followers. And I wouldn't be surprised if Caleb has less followers than, let's say, Jessica or whoever else. And they are getting the same thing. And Caleb's like a front runner, or was a front runner up to this point. And I'm sure he has a lot more fans than he has haters, rather than, let's say, Alex or Jessica or even Gina. And I'm sure those people are getting a lot of hate tweets and everything, too.
Yeah.
So they're not going to stand up there and call everyone that word or say, oh, stupid people are sending me, you know, songs to sing. Okay, and then?
Yeah.
And then take that with a grain of salt. You're in the public eye.
Well, in his defense, too, just because I feel like we should play all sides, they're not media trained.
Right.
At all. Mm-hmm. So they don't know, like, there's going to be a repercussion to anything you say. And I think that's part of it. So he's learning how to be in the industry. And I think after interviewing him tonight, you can tell he was briefed with what to say. Mm-hmm. We're going to see that in a second. But I think hopefully it's a learning experience for him. And he's like, I can't do this anymore. You can't just say whatever pops in your head, especially if it's like that.
Stephanie. Yeah, this is a perfect lesson for Caleb. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I think the issue, I think what everyone needs to understand is that Caleb was the kind of person, which I could safely assume that in high school, he thought the popular kids were lame. You know, mm-hmm. He was the one that didn't want to follow the crowd. He wants to be the leader, which we all appreciate. However, like all those other celebrities who are like, I just don't understand why the paparazzi doesn't give me my own private life. It's like, no, you got into this. You should expect 10,000 people sending you these things.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be like, you know, like I can imagine him just being like, mm-hmm. Oh, look at this loser. This. It's like, no, you're on American Idol. This should not come as a surprise to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think this could cost him the competition? Because if you look at the algorithms and whatnot, he is in the front.
The only reason why I don't think it won't cost him the competition is because a lot of people, the way that they feel about American Idol, I think it will amuse them to see one of the contestants speak the way that they did. And they might see a realness in him where he didn't hold back. However, then I contradict myself because at the same time, all those people who liked him and who have, like you said,
yeah.
One of those people who sent him those messages, they're like, wow, forget
yeah,
it.
I was going to say, man, if I was like a hardcore Caleb fan and I saw that, like there would be no going back. I'd be like, wow, I feel stupid now. I've been tweeting him every week and he feels that way. I think the one thing he's lucky about is that this crowd that watches American Idol is a lot older. So they're not probably on the internet as much.
Yeah.
And so I think if it was a different show where people are younger, they're on Twitter, something, you know, gets sent around social media, you're done for. I think my grandma who still watches this show is not going to be on Twitter and find out that he said this. So I think he'll be fine, but I think, you know, it did do big enough that I think it's going to change some minds. Or if people were like on the fence, mm-hmm. like if they like two, mm-hmm. I think they probably like the other person a lot more that they were on the fence with Caleb with.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but real quick, and if you remember, I mean, it's like this kind of stuff can really hurt you. I mean, season one, I know we're going way back,
yeah.
But after Justin Guarini like challenged Simon, I mean, obviously that was a little different. It was on the show. There was no going back and Kelly won because people just were rubbed the wrong way. So this show is kind of like, especially American Idol for some reason, if you do or say like one really wrong thing, there's not really any going back. You're done for.
I think we'll find out a lot tomorrow night because Caleb has never been in the bottom. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if this actually had an impact, if social media really did make that deep impact. But Jason, you said that you got a statement from him as well.
Yeah, so I talked to him tonight and he was obviously prepared for it, but I just asked him how he felt about it because it's been everywhere, so we're going to play that too.
And how's it going? So I'm backstage at American Idol with Caleb Johnson. Before we talk about your killer performances, obviously you got tons of backlash for our interview last week, and I know you as a person, and I know you're a good guy. I wanted to give you a chance to just sort of set the record straight.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, thank you. This whole experience has been, like, it's so humbling, and it's just such a grateful... You know, I'm grateful, you know, as a person, and that, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the love and support of my fans. So that whole interview was not in any way, shape, or form directed towards the people that love and support me. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about that was that I used a very inappropriate comment that, you know, hurt and offended a lot of people. So I really just want to say, guys, I'm truly and deeply sorry that I said that comment and that, you know, I did not want to, you know, hurt or offend, you know, anybody. So... with that, from that experience, you know, I learned a really powerful lesson from that, and that, you know, you just got to live and move on and just, you know, learn from your mistakes.
You live, you learn.
Yeah, but it was pretty. It was a pretty intense, you know, pretty intense thing, you know.
Well, it's over now. I feel like Oprah.
well said. So, you know, you've heard our opinion, AfterBuzz TV Nation. What do you think? Where do you fall? Does, you know, we are human. We make mistakes. Does he deserve a second chance? Will this affect your vote? Let us know in your comments. You know, if you're watching us live, chat roll, hello. If you're not, like I said, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher. Let us know what you think. So, before we go any further, what's next? Do we talk about tonight or do we talk about what happened last week?
We have to talk about what happened last week.
Yes, we have to.
All right, Chris, now this is
so
like
two, I didn't, we, this I didn't is so realize much. I know I didn't realize like, you know, I didn't realize it would be such a big deal tweeting it out. You know, I was telling you, it's like, so
well, let's set it up first. Yeah, of course.
You please, set it up. You're way better.
No, actually, what happened was because I had a hard time understanding last week because for the first time in 13 seasons, they gave the remaining four contestants the option of whether eliminating one person as usual or actually not eliminating anyone Thursday night, but eliminating two the following week.
Cough. Producers want to save Sam. Cough.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. That's what everybody in press said. Yeah. That they knew it was going to be Sam. So they knew how much he brings to the show. So they're like, okay, we're going to push it back to next week. And the only way we can do that without being obvious is, and I think the producers probably thought, since the contestants 100%. Were so close, like, oh, they'll do it to next week.
Mm-hmm. You cynical bunch.
Yeah.
All right. So what actually happened? It broke down five. It was 3-2.
Yeah.
And you ended up breaking who voted no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm back there and we're pretty lucky because, you know, some shows the publicist will be like on you, but at Idol they're pretty lenient. So I was like, dude, I'm gonna ask. Like everybody around me was like, I'm too afraid to. So I just asked him. And so Alex was the first person I asked and he said, I'm not gonna say either way. And I was like, okay, that's probably, he said no, which means send somebody home this week. Cause if he didn't, he would have said yes. But I'm like, okay, I'll figure out what the other four did. So, Jess was next and then Caleb, and both of them said that they voted yes, which a yes vote meant that everybody would stick together this week and two would go home next week. So then Gina said she voted no. And the reason she voted no is she was just like, I didn't sign up for this. This is like Hunger Games to me. I just wanted it to go to how America has voted, how it's always been. That's how I felt. So then Sam came back. And so now I knew that, you know, Caleb and Jess were the yeses. Gina was a no. And so then Sam said he said yes also, which leaves obviously, you know, Alex was the one that voted no also. But what Sam told me was that they all kind of went together in that commercial break and said, let's all vote yes. That means we all can stick together one more week. And then, you know, we'll vote two home next week. And he was like, I don't know what happened. Two people changed their minds last minute. And I think a lot of people were upset when I tweeted that out because a lot of people were attacking me until people started figuring out, okay, maybe this kid knows what he's talking about, because people were so shocked that Alex voted that way because he's so close to Sam. And it was pretty obvious that it was probably Sam because that's the producers would do that. And so people were kind of like, why would Alex do that? So I just tweeted out how everyone voted, set my phone down, come back 2 hours later. And it was like 2,000 mentions and all these people were retweeting it. And like, how do you know? And then people were arguing back and forth. But I think people were just most surprised because they were like, they couldn't grasp why Alex would do that and kind of send Sam home.
But in the end, isn't it a competition?
Yeah, that's how exactly. I feel, because I'm like, people are dogging them. And I'm like, no, you're on American Idol to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you have friends, but if it's a soccer tournament, you're not going to be like, I'm friends with the other team, score a goal.
Yes, exactly. You know? I'm going to leave the goal
like,
open.
This is your future. You could have a record contract. Like, do what you got
to
do.
And it's America voted for Sam to go. Well, didn't vote for him to go home, but they didn't vote for him to stay.
Yeah. Right.
So why are you attacking him for releasing the statement or whatever, or attacking Gina and Alex for voting the way they wanted to vote?
Right.
It's
they just don't want to. They don't really want to see that side of those that side of the contestants where it's like, no, it's survival of the fittest. You have to do what you have to do.
But
so.
You got to hand it to the producers because that was the most on your toes episode of Idol I've seen in a long time. You were literally like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's true.
They needed to do it now. Were most of your mentions from like Chris, I mean, from Sam fans?
Well, most of my mentions were like people arguing and you know when people like argue and your name's like attached?
Right.
Like people were arguing with each other and I felt like I was like eating popcorn watching. But a lot of people were wanted to know how I knew. And so I finally tweeted out there. I was like, I know because they told us in the interview. So then everybody's like, where's the interviews and stuff? And then I think some other stuff, like Sam ended up tweeting that out, which kind of, you know, when he said, don't be mean to Alex and to Gina, he kind of like confirmed it. Yeah. So people kind of backed off of me. And then they were really, nobody was mad at Gina, at least from my tweets. Everybody was mad at Alex because they're like, dude, that's like your best friend. And I get what you're saying, like it's a competition, but I think though what's been shown with American Idol is you don't have to necessarily win. And so if people feel like, wait, maybe you only won because you did something shady, that's going to really affect you in the future. So I think people were shocked because they expected Alex to be like, okay, Sam, we're like brothers, I think this is why it's happening, I'm not going to send you home.
Do you think because the Caleb thing came out too, it almost helped people forget about that?
Yes.
Because I was like freaking out when I read that on your Twitter, and then by tonight, I completely forgot that the Idol twist even happened.
Yeah, and I think people are bummed about Sam, though. I don't know what your guys' Twitter mentions have been, but I've had a lot of Sam fans that are very bummed, which makes me shocked. I want to know how he went home.
Yeah, I think
like,
that is
he has
too.
So many fans, man. Like, no, and I love them and I love him, and I'm just shocked that he went home.
You said it 10 minutes ago that the Idol voting skews a little older.
Yeah.
So we're
true.
Just looking at one small segment, and that's Twitter, Facebook, even though social media does have quite an influence.
Absolutely.
But there's so many other people that aren't tweeting. Mm-hmm. There's the moms and dads and that are going for the Calebs. That's why I wonder this stuff that's happening last week. The impact. I think tomorrow night it's going to tell us a lot of what happened.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I know at least the interview was in a lot of local news outlets, which older people will watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if older people in the Midwest or like from his town, because I read comments are like, oh, I'm from his town. We say that word all the time. I don't know if they'll be as offended by it.
Yeah.
Right. Which that's what I was thinking as well. I think that a lot of people will know Caleb and they'll understand him and just be like, oh, well, I get what he was trying to say. He just said it incorrectly.
I think it will affect, from what I've read in my mentions, I think it will affect Alex a little bit and maybe Gina, but not really. But I think it's going to affect Alex a little because I think people are kind of like saw Alex and Sam as like a brotherhood. And then it was kind of like, wow, that is really evil. Like,
yeah.
Kind that's of, but kind at the end of the day, I think it's unfair for Alex that he all of a sudden got pushed into a situation with Sam. Not that he doesn't love Sam, they jam together, but Alex from the beginning has been this solo person who wants to, you know, succeed as an artist by himself. And I don't mean to defend him because I love him, but I've genuinely become a fan of him because of his voice. You know, he inspires me, so I don't think I'm wrong in saying any of this.
And Violet, final thoughts before we move on to tonight.
I was just gonna say I was also read a lot of the I looked at all the mentions that people were sending to Chris, and I saw a lot of hate for Gina saying, oh,
that's
I knew
true,
she was stuck
yeah.
up. I knew she was full of herself. She's only out for herself. She's not really friends with anybody on the show. So I'm like, crap, this is really going to affect how people are voting for her. And then the whole Caleb thing came out and I was like, yes.
Caleb did kind of like wash it away.
Yeah.
Well, can I say one last thing? As for on behalf of all the contestants, I think it's fair for all of us to say that American Idol is a little bit different from other singing competition shows where we all grow attachment to the contestants. So that's why we have such strong feelings and that's why it's going to affect certain people. But I think that all of our AfterBuzz viewers should know most of us have interviewed a lot of the contestants. They're all amazing people. They're incredible. They're sweet, kind-hearted. And at the end of the day, got this wonderful opportunity, and they just want to win. And I feel... Sorry.
Real quick, didn't they say something tonight that there's going to be, like, another, like...
Next season.
There's going to be a twist in the audition process.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, my heart can't handle another incident right? like this. I do not need no more, like, elimination twists. Like,
just crown Gina.
I know, right? Oh,
well, we'll get into that in a moment.
Can I ask one question before we move along from Sam? Did anyone miss Sam tonight?
Really? This is why I miss Sam so much. I get that people felt like maybe he was like too shy and da da da. His voice, I love female voices, and that's why it was so easy for me to love Gina right off the bat. But there was something about Sam's voice that I really, really loved. And I think he definitely is going to get more comfortable and confident in time, just like I think Jess will, the more they perform. But it was like, especially if I was like chit-chatting backstage or kind of not looking, it's like hearing his voice is so strong. And yes, Caleb had an amazing night too, but I think personally, I think Sam's voice is way better than Alex's, and I wanted to hear it compared to...
I agree with that 100%, because I feel like with Sam, there's like a little bit of like anxious anxiety when you're watching him. You're like, oh, is he going to be good? Like, you're like rooting for him, and that's fun on a TV show.
And he was so much more fun to interview backstage. I liked him. We used to talk about being ghetto white boys all the time. It was fun. I miss him.
It's the likability, the rich, maybe it's what you guys are talking about, the richness in Sam's tone, as
such
opposed
tone.
To Alex has, he's very stylistic. He's got this style to him.
Yeah.
That's a niche. So I think that's why people are drawn by, they can't separate which is which. But we have our, like, Steph and I love Alex. And Violet, who do you love, Violet?
I love Jessica.
Okay,
and
well,
Gina.
I like Jessica and Gina.
All right, well, let's get into tonight's episode because we've spent way too much time on the controversy.
Lots of drama.
Thoughts on tonight. Much. What did you guys think? Overall performances.
I thought the last four were the best.
Yes, absolutely.
I think Gina.
Yeah, wow. Queen Gina.
I mean, she blew it all up in one.
Hey, Chris, how do you spell?
I know. I was like doing sound effects in my head, and it didn't come out to what I was thinking. But I think, like we talked about earlier, having a moment. I mean, Gina really like wiped away. I didn't even remember any other performance after that.
After that,
okay. So
it was smart.
That's a tease. So let's get into Caleb. We're going to talk about each performer, each singer, one by one. Let's talk with start with Caleb, and he started with "You Give Love a Bad Name."
Can I just start this one? I'm just gonna take it.
I love this.
I know. We are.
Let's sit back.
Once again, Caleb, amazing voice. We already know it. We already know what he's going to do on the stage. We already know what kind of song he's going to pick to do on the stage, at least for this first performance. And I want to say that no one can do a bad name, you give love bad name, like Blake Lewis.
Oh, I remember.
I will always remember that song.
Season 8, bring it back.
With Blake. So
I wish I could beatbox.
Okay, so anyone care to count? So you didn't feel it?
I did not. It was typical, and I'm just not impressed.
Violet, can you separate what happened?
Absolutely, and you'll see that coming up.
All right. Well, well said. Steph, what thoughts?
He's always great.
She liked him.
He's always good. I like it. I mean, I love Bon Jovi. I love it. And I think it's hard to cover a song like that, but Caleb has the voice for it, so he delivered it kind of what I expected him to deliver it. But I think it works in his favor that I'm not expecting anything bad, so I'm just satisfied.
Okay. Now, Chris, can you separate the performance of Caleb and from the controversy? Because
I'm really good at doing that. The problem I'm always going to have with Caleb is I just I always think Ford, and I'm kind of like, okay, what are they going to do after the show? Because I feel like the one thing I do, I think I talked about a couple weeks ago, the one thing I did like about Nicki Minaj towards the end of the season, she's like, look, all you guys can sing, I don't want to talk about tone anymore, I want to talk about what you're going to do after the show. And I think of Caleb, and I'm like, where is there a market for him? And I think he has to figure out a way, like, how old is Caleb?
23.
I keep thinking he's like 35, because the way that his music he does, I think that's great, but it's like, you can't, I don't know. I just feel like he comes off as very old. Does he sound amazing? Of course. Is it a perfect performance? Of course. But it's like, dude, you're 23, like, figure out a way to make it young and fun and upbeat and like cool. I just keep thinking, like, my dad listened to that kind of music.
Exactly,
like, you're too young for
He'd
this.
Be a great cover band.
Are they going to be able to produce music for his type of style? But as far as contemporary,
like
goes,
a new song,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
Like, what kind of a new song is going to be able to cater to his style of music?
Jason, is he a front man of a band? What did you think?
I think this is where you separate the men from the boys, meaning everybody else from Gina, because Gina sang an Elvis song,
right?
And
made it something you could hear on the radio today,
exactly.
And that's what artistry is, and I think he is an excellent singer, excellent performer. He's got great stage presence. But like you said, he needs to kind of find his own niche instead of just doing exactly what the artists he's covering are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the 70s anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it if you keep doing songs from there.
So what's
Adam
him?
Lambert was good at doing
that.
Like, Adam Lambert was a rock guy. But I knew, like, the second he jumped off the stage, I wanted to buy his album.
Exactly.
With Caleb, it's like, I feel like my dad and all the people that were his age are going to sit down and be like, yes, this reminds me of the 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wasn't even born
exactly,
then. So why?
Right.
Like,
what about Daughtry?
Daughtry's totally different too,
because I feel like Daughtry still did rock, but there's a place and there's a market for that kind of music right now. I mean, that's why he was able to like compete with the like Nickelbacks
and the
Maroon 5s, because that's kind of music is hot. But
it's
that really
poppy.
Like 80s, like heavy metal and stuff, there's just no market. So it's like, yes, people are going to love to maybe go see you because it reminds them. But if you try to put out your own music like that, nobody's going to buy that album.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. Because I'd love to hear some of the songs he's written, because there's not songs like that around that are doing well.
Yeah.
I'm about to turn the show upside down.
Oh, boy.
He's tracking. Google has this new thing. It's an analytics thing, and it's gotten every single week right. Caleb is tracking number one out of all four contestants.
I hate when you come at us with statistics, man.
But, but it's true.
No, I'm like, I finished math.
And that's understood because his vocals are on.
Well, and yeah, they Americans are stupid. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of dumb people out there.
But what I will say,
Gina
though,
songs.
But what I will say, it reminds me of another show that shall not be named here.
We can talk about The Voice.
Okay. Yeah. It reminds me, what's the guy's name at The Voice right now that wears the hats and he's
Josh.
Okay, Josh is going to get second place. Everyone's going to vote for him. He's going to put out an album and no one will buy it. That's what happens on all these shows. People will vote for someone like a Caleb or whatever, and they'll vote for him and they'll love him and everything, and then they won't buy their albums afterwards. So it's like, yes, Caleb may win, but unless he completely changes up the kind of music he does, no one's going to buy it.
Could we say this happened with Candace last season?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say Candace so much.
She sold 19,000 albums the first week out of
the season. Candace should have never won that show. I will say it right now. I love that girl. I interviewed her all season. But if they really wanted someone to win, it should have been
Cree
or Angie. Yeah, I mean, Cree very country, or Angie very pop. I think, honestly, don't quote me on this, but I don't know if Candace really won. I think they might have pushed that, but anyways.
That's a good topic. That should be a topic.
I think Idol needs a Sam or a Gina to win, because they need a young, current star. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee if Gina could release an album like Paramore right now, or like Ellie Goulding, and fit into what's happening in pop music, she could still make it her own.
And Gina can compete with someone like a Christina Grimmie, and anyone else is going to be coming up right now.
Yes,
that's
Christina.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't even get me started on that girl.
Okay, I got to reel everyone in, because we'll be here for 3 hours, and we're barely still on Caleb's first song.
I know,
instead of that, let's talk about his overall performance. Let's talk about Traveling Band, or should we talk Maybe I'm Amazed, because... I gave that a 10.
Well, he did Paul McCartney fantastic. He did incredible. If he did songs, something like that, then yes.
Doesn't this solidify him? He had a moment. He did.
He did.
Do you know what? When I was watching that, he needed that song tonight.
He did.
He needed it because it was completely different than anything he's ever done.
Yes.
It was still true to Caleb, but it was like soulful and you wanted to watch, and it wasn't just him like wailing and headbanging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like he was emotionally connected to it.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that he's sang in the competition where I couldn't keep my eyes off the TV.
Right. I totally agree. Like, I was saying when I was talking about his first song, I can't separate it, because on this one I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was finally he did something different. And I kind of wish, not kind of, I totally wish he would have kept it more a cappella, at least longer. Because I feel like going back to it could have been his Mad World moment.
That'd have been good.
Now, Chris, thoughts on...
I really do. I mean, I agree that third one was amazing. It was. It was absolutely amazing. I think Gina took his thunder away, but I still think it was amazing. But like I said, I mean, I feel like... I don't know. I guess I just don't get excited. Mm-hmm. I like him as a person. I think he's so funny. I think his words just blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, maybe I'm just not into that music. And the only people in the press tent I see go crazy are all the older people.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm like, I can't click with that, you know? Mm-hmm. So Caleb's younger than me, I think. So it's like, come on, dude. Like, let's do something. But I do think that performance was epic. It was great.
I feel like you, I don't ever get excited when he performs. This one, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, finally. But... aside from this, everything is so much the same that we have nothing to be excited about.
Yeah.
So, I know we're going to talk about Alex in a little bit, but that's how I feel about Alex too. Both of those guys.
Agreed.
I'm like, you guys have performed the same song every week. Yes. I can't even tell you the songs they perform. I feel like they perform the same. It's like when you listen to an album and it sounds like the same song over and over. That's how I felt with Alex, but especially Caleb. It's like, didn't he already perform this? Oh, no, it was that song. And I'm like, all right.
It's the same song.
Sound the same.
Harry's mentioned that all season. You have to have that breakup, that ebb and flow in your album. So, Steph.
No, yeah. So, I agree the same thing. Or, no, I think he did great. I understand what you mean by... Sorry. Because you know why I was getting ahead of myself? But I'll tell you why. Because the same way you don't get excited for Caleb, I'm going to go ahead and transition us. Jess. So, that's our next person. That's how I feel about her. They're good performers. And... like Violet says, you know, she has a great voice. All the judges say she has a great voice. But I...
You're not feeling it?
Yeah. Thank God for that last song, but you know what? She's finally... I'm not going to vote. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's finally off of my good list. Like,
do you know what?
I don't... That's it.
I was kind of bummed with her performances tonight because I feel like she struggled a lot, especially in the first two songs. But I really appreciate that she's trying to do something super contemporary and new. And I thought she did take a risk. And you can't cover Since You've Been Gone.
And then resident Kelly Clarkson expert.
It's just not possible to do. And then the Pink song I thought was good. And I liked that
it's a fun
she
song.
Was going to sing it. But like, I just want to go up to her and be like, headbang.
Yes.
Something. Yes. I say that every week.
Yeah.
Kick someone. Punch somebody.
She's
like,
spicy
something.
And sweet, but she's like very witty, and I know she has that in her. And that's why like I want her to continue because I want to see her have that moment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm always like
we're always on the edge
waiting,
of our
like,
seat.
Is she
going
to do it?
And she doesn't. Yeah. But this week I feel like she finally had it. I was telling JC, she finally had it in her face. Like, she was doing the squinting. She was doing the I'm mad, I'm this. But again, we want to see her, like, throw her
like
hair
her whole
around.
Body.
Go into it. But I feel like it's what they said a few weeks ago with her. She's not, her body's not connected. Like, it's just not, like, the rhythm isn't there in her body. It's all up here.
What it reminds me of her performance is it's kind of like sound check, where it's sort of like the person is like, okay, I'm going to give you a good vocal. I'm going to go through the steps so you know that I can do it, but I'm going to save my energy for tonight.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, first of all, I think the girl is beautiful. Every time I interview, I'm like, wow, she's such a gorgeous girl. Second of all, her voice is so cool. She has such a good voice, and it has such like that like Janis Joplin like soul behind it. So it frustrates me because she always gets these like hard chick rock songs, and I'm like, God, I think of like Hayley Williams from Paramore. Mm-hmm. She would be jumping around stage. She'd be throwing things. She'd be crazy. And you would just like, you'd be like, God, isn't the girl tired? Or, you know, but it's like she performs and she just stands there. And it's like, besides Stevie Nicks, Whitney, and Mariah, you can't just stand there and sing. It doesn't work. Yeah. Or Celine. You have to be moving. You have to do something. And it's like, ugh. But she
never
does.
If you watch Kelly Clarkson sing that song, she jumps up and down. And yeah. She, like, you're out of breath watching by the end of it.
So we're all kind of on the same group, same feeling with Jessica. It's all, we want that moment and we're not getting it.
But I want her to stay, and I want her to be in the finale with Gina.
The last song, she
needs
to
stay past Caleb,
last
I think.
Song.
All right, so moving on to other people that were...
Oh, yeah, I like her last song, too, Jess. Love you,
girl. Yeah, I mean, the last song was the best. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yes, and she did have a moment equivalent to Jolene from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought best performance yet from her.
Okay. Ditto.
That was you and I, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, the Gaga moment.
Best performance yet.
All right, so Alex. What's going on with him? He started off with Too Close, which was good.
That one was very good.
I thought that was amazing.
That one was, it probably was the better out of the three.
Yes.
The first song.
Yeah.
The first song, but because I felt like his confidence was showing in this performance. I don't know if it's because, you know, we're on the top four now, but it also reminded me of his original Fairy Tales because of where he was taking his like registers, his higher notes. He was really into the song, and I think that's the problem with other songs, and that's probably why he has to break down most of these songs because he knows how he delivers music and sometimes he can't really connect with them, but he's identified that himself. Whereas with this first one, he did really good. There's parts of the music that you're just like, you get into it.
Let's ask the guys that were there.
I think the first two songs sounded very wordy to me. Like he was trying to get the words in really fast, and so I felt like they were a little bit disconnected. But he told me tonight that he's like, I think my songs are just hard to connect in a big room like this. Like he knows the type of performer he is, which is not somebody that's
arena.
You know what I mean? He's a theater performer, which is fine. But obviously you're on American Idol, so you have to do something different. I think he saved himself with the last song.
We've said that even weeks ago. We said he's got that sound for like a very hotel cafe.
Yeah.
That intimate setting, you know.
I would say he's like a Ray Levantag or like a Damien Rice, where everyone knows him. Everyone loves him. It's just not, you know, if you're going to go see him, it's going to be at a venue.
Yeah.
So he's not suited for Idol per se.
But I think he's one of the competitors that could for sure have a career after, because I know exactly what type of album he's going to make, and there's this very specific type of person that listens to that, and it's still people are buying that sort of album.
And I think he has the potential to expand his style of music. It's just not able to happen here.
Okay, Chris, we get a lot of flack here because a lot of us are saying, well, they sound the same week in and week out, and we've gotten feedback from fans saying, well, that's their lane. And in years past, they sing a specific way and that's who they are. But so why is it nowadays it's not enough for us?
Because I think when you look at artists now, You know, it's like people were really shocked by Ed Sheeran's new single. But the reason Ed Sheeran was so brilliant and the reason the song's doing so well is if he would have put out the same single, A-Team, but a little, you know, if he would have put that out again, he would have lost a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They'd been like bored. And so I think he was able to stick true to himself. It was still very well written. It's still very well sang. But it's current. Yep. I think the problem with Alex, and I love the kid, I'm really good friends with his girlfriend, and if he was sitting down here, I would tell him the same thing to his face, is it's like, look, you're boring the shit out of us because we have seen the same performance over and over, and I get it. That's the kind of artist you are. You're going to be amazing. You're going to be at a coffee shop. You're going to have everybody call their friends to come. The thing that you have to figure out how to do is you are going to be in people's faces one, two, or three performances every single week. You can still have your style. You can still stick true to yourself, but you got to figure out how to make it so different that people keep remembering. Gina's still true to Gina, but tonight all three songs were different. I can tell you what she performed. I can tell you even what Jess performed. I can't tell you what. I know he did maybe Jason Mraz, I think, but I can't remember the other songs because it felt like one song and they just did three commercial breaks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think if, and I'll ask both of you guys this, do you think that if he, it's a hindrance or a benefit if he wins American Idol?
If he wins American Idol, it's going to be like Lita Wise winning American Idol, and it won't do anything for the show. Not that he's a bad artist, and I think, I agree with you, he will have a career. The thing is, you also, you have to remember what you're doing. If you're going to go on American Idol, part of the reason that you go on American Idol is because you want to grow, you want to change up, you want to listen. He hasn't shown any growth. That's why Gina's kicking butt right now, is it's like she's going like this. Jess is going like this a lot slower, but Alex has been like this the whole time. Sam was able to, even though Sam had a very distinct style, at least Sam was able to break out of his shell. What can you say Alex has done different day one that he's done different now? He's absolutely still the same artist, and nobody wants to see that.
Jason, I'll let you finish up with that before we move on to Gina.
Yeah, I think too, because if you win the show, you have to work with the producers Idol gives you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to make a top 40 record with him if he wins, and he's not top 40. If Gina wins, she's top 40 and could kill it. Same with Jess, I think, actually. They could both, I think, out of now the top four, they're the most marketable because they could make current music. But that's what happens with, like, Lee Dwice, is he wins and they try to make this pop album that everybody wants to listen to, and it's not him, so nobody buys it.
All right. Now, you've been a champion. You've been the champion for Gina all season long, so I'm letting you take this one.
Gina Irene, just crown her now because
wait. Really?
Yes.
Okay, so get it. Okay.
If Gina doesn't win, I'm going to run myself over a cliff or something because she's so good. Even the first song, I disagreed with what they said about her wanting to, like, let go. I liked what J-Lo said.
She was at an 8. I agreed with them in the sense that I was like, God, if she put in just, like, one or two more ounces of energy, that would have been a 10. But it was not as bad as they try to make it.
Yeah, but I kind of like to see that she has, her voice has no, like, she can't do anything better than she's doing. But I like that it was like kind of, I think it's so sexy when somebody holds a microphone and walks across the stage with it, the mic stand.
It's funny what the guys are saying. Now, Stephanie and Violet, do you think that the producers are maybe kind of bring a little drama? Because we're all raving about her. We had casual fans watching the show with us and they were like, she's amazing. Right. Oh my God, the moment.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the judges are saying. You mentioned do they have earpieces on? While they're judging, the producers filling their heads with stuff. Like, oh, don't be so, she's amazing, because every week she's been amazing. Every single week you can't say something bad about Gina. And if you keep saying that, people are like, okay, well, everyone's going to vote for her. Well, she's going to win, whatever. People are bored of the show. Mm-hmm. So I think the judges, even if they don't have earpieces, I know they know the industry enough that they can be like, okay, let's not give her so much amazing, and let's kind of bring her down a little
bit. Yeah, it is interesting because I feel like Harry, a lot of times in his critique, just wants to talk to her.
Seriously.
Like, talk to her backstage and give her a critique.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, what do you want to be called when you make an album? Like, it's
Yeah, it's just not.
I think that at this point in the competition, I think she's also going to win. I think she's going to win American Idol. I think she's going to be our American Idol. I think the reason why they gave her negative feedback tonight was because they need to push her. I understand that she's doing great. She's had the most phenomenal growth out of all of the contestants this season. But good. Push her that much more because at this point in the competition, because of what Caleb did, sorry, we don't need you to win. Jess, you are okay. Alex, we already know how we feel about Alex. Gina right now is what American Idol needs to win, and she needs to hear a little bit of negative feedback, because we don't need her to turn into someone like Caleb. We don't need her. Remember, she's 17, and Caleb's her best friend on the show. Her humbleness needs to stay, and her performance needs to keep going until the end of the competition. And how they said on the second one, how she ended it too soon. She can't have moments like that. We're on top four.
But
she
has to keep going. Too, I'm always going to defend her till I die.
No. But
she's,
I still think she's
17. But when I talk to her, she is the one that has the most planned out. Like, she knows what she would do for the finale by now. You know what I mean? Like, out of all of them, you ask them, what are you singing next week? I don't know. I'm still deciding. She's like, oh, I'm doing a song with the piano, and then I'm doing another song. I'm really excited about it. Like, homegirl is so strategic. And I'm not saying, I respect the
there was not even a need of defense there. I'm just explaining. I bet you that's exactly why. I think that's why the judges said it, and I think it was necessary.
Thankfully, we all have unbiased opinions. So now, I know we got to wrap up because we don't have a lot of time. So do we have time for news and gossip tonight?
American Idol is coming back.
Well, we have talked about Gina's last performance.
Are we going there? Okay.
Oh, we have to go there.
We got producers. I got producers in my ear now.
Sorry.
So
we have to.
Okay. Was this the song of the season?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It was mind blowing.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. I need to buy that song like that.
And
now,
you know what? I like that. I felt she almost got emotional herself, which is impressive to me because it is Elvis, and you have to be, I don't know, it's Elvis Presley. You have to be a certain kind of person to connect to a song like that. And to be as young as she is and to deliver it the way that she did was absolutely phenomenal.
Harry talked about that Alex deconstructs songs. But I think Gina, would you say that Gina did it even better than Alex?
Of course. When I heard Gina's, for the first half, I was like, who the hell is this? I know this song, but who is it? Mm-hmm. That's how good it was, because it was her song. And then I was like, duh, it's Elvis, of course. To cover an Elvis song like that and to make it sound like she wrote that and it's a 17-year-old song, I think it's great. And I think really quickly, going back to what you're saying, what Idol needs is they keep pushing. What makes us different is we create superstars. They haven't had a superstar in a very long time. They got super lucky with Phillips. Because of the Olympics, he was not going to be that big of an artist, so they need someone to come out and kick butt, and I think she's the only one of the top four that can, and I think she proved it tonight with that last performance. And if she can have one more moment, especially the night before everybody votes for the winner, she's done. She won.
All right.
I just got chills right now.
I know. I just got chills right now. I haven't wanted to cry all season, and last season Candace made me cry literally every performance.
Candace was incredible.
I was holding back tears because we were in front of too many people.
I hate to say this, Violet. Agreed.
Really?
Yes, it was fantastic. All right, so we got to get out of here, but we got to do predictions.
It is
prediction.
All right, Chris, you're our special guest, and of course, as you know, we don't talk about who's going home right off the bat. We actually ask, who was your favorite tonight and favorite song? No brainer.
I think, honestly, my favorite tonight was Gina, and I think my favorite was, why am I drawing a blank? What was her first song?
Heartbreaker.
I think that was better because even though the last song was incredible, that's what I picture Gina doing as an artist. Pat Benatar is kick butt, Gina is kick butt, and I felt like I was at her concert in that first performance. So, Heartbreaker, Gina wins.
Steph, I'm going to ask you, do you count, or what was your favorite song tonight, and who sang it?
Okay. Well, you're funny because right when he was speaking, I was like, okay, Stephanie, just be honest. My two favorite performances this evening was...
One. Due to time.
Gina's Elvis Presley.
Yes.
What was the second?
Alex's first performance. But you know what?
Caleb's I'm glad you can only pick one because we don't even need to lie about that second one.
But Caleb's Paul McCartney was also fantastic.
I figured you'd go there. All right, Jason, what do you got?
Gina,
anything. Okay.
Anything.
I am actually going to pick two as well. My first one is, of course, Gina, Elvis Presley, and second, Jessica's third song.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
You and I. Freaking amazing. I love you, Gina.
Oh, my God. Really quick. Gossip. So next Wednesday is the 500th episode. So they're doing this big cake cutting thing. So we get to go and we get to watch the cake cutting and eating. And then they didn't tell us what it is, but next Thursday is not a half an hour show. It's actually a full hour show. And there's a special guest performing that we get to interview. So I'm super excited. So that's my gossip.
I hope pregnant Kelly Clarkson.
Second question for AfterBuzz Nation.
Kelly Clarkson performs, I'll be the happiest person ever.
I'll have nothing else to look for.
Get me on the list.
Who do you think will be that special guest that Jason and Chris will get to interview? All right, we're throwing it out there. So we got to get out of here, guys. So who's going home tomorrow? Bottom two, quickly.
Alex and Caleb.
Who's going home? I'll let you think
Alex.
About it.
Alex is going home.
I'm going to say Alex and Caleb, and I'm not sure who's going home.
Steph?
Alex and Jessica.
Alex and Jessica.
Okay.
You know Jessica might go home, actually. I take that back.
Alex is in third place.
I think Jessica's. I think the top three is going to be Alex, Caleb, and Gina.
I think Alex is going home.
Okay,
Jessica's going home.
It's splitting hairs. Bottom two will be Alex and Jessica, and unfortunately, Slap Out Alabama is losing. They're getting a person back.
Yeah,
it's Jessica going home. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm. Yes,
love her to death. So with that said, Chris, big round of applause. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. You're like family now. I love you guys.
Where can we find you? Where can your fans find you?
The best thing, I always tweet out all our interviews, is just go to @myname, it's Chris, and then Tronson, Tron like the old school movie, silent D, S-E-N. Bam.
Jason.
Twitter and Instagram @JasonEichler.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can find me on Twitter @StephanieGiorgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram @StephieG47. Bye.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Vine, and Twitter @ViolettKanian, K-A-N-I-A-N.
Nice. And you can find me @JCRubioTV on Instagram and Twitter. So for Marissa in the back, Chris Tronson, yes, Jason Eichler, Steph Violet, I'm still JC. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.